sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ngenjabulo emsakazweni we Studio 7 yesonto mhla ka 28 kuNtulikazi 2024 ngusithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu namhlanje. ELeZimbabwe lisungule umhlangano lapho kuzacutshungulwa ngentuthuko yamasekithali wonke o-industrialization strategy ongomunye wamalungiselelo omhlangano we-SADC ozaqhutshwa elizweni ngeviki ezayo.
Nxa ukwehlula ipolisi e-democracy kumbe e-governance yona iyiyo eyenza ukuthi industrialization strategy ihambeka. Angiboni ukuthi umhlangano lo we-SADC uzanyisa.
Kodwa ibandla leZANU-PF lithi umhlangano we-SADC uqhakathekile ngoba uzathuthukisa ilizwe kwezomnotho.
Isifiso sethu ngesokuthi imandla le ifilosofi leyo upresident ayispread across the whole of SADC, size abantu bakube buswana labo leyakhe ilizwe labo bengabanikazi abe-South Africa, abe-Zambia, abe-Tanzania.
Iyaqhubeka inkuthazo yokuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ancintise kukhetho kungedlula umnyaka ka-2028, lokhu kuvelela kwamanye amalunga ebandla lakhe leZANU-PF. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ezigoqela impumela yemidlalo yenguqu ziyalandela. ELeZimbabwe lisungule umhlangano lapho kuzacutshungulwa ngentuthuko yamafekithali kuliviki yonke o-industrialization strategy, lapho umphathintambo obona ngokwethulwa kwembiko umnumzana Jenfan Muswere athe umbuthano lo uzaphathisa ngokujolisa ulwazi lokulandela iziqondiso. Ihlandla lakuqala lomhlangano lo belingelokujulisa ulwazi lwentathela izindaba ngomhlangano we-SADC ozaqhutshwa elizweni ngenyanga ezayo, i-media awareness. Abanye abethule amazwi abo kulumbuthano yiziphathamandla zikahulumende leze-SADC lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kanye lengcwethi kwezomnotho. Sixoxele ingcwethi ecubungula izomnotho umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya okhuluma ezimele ukuze sihlaziye ukuthi umhlangano lo uqakatheke kanganani. Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha e-Voice of America ese-Washington. Yebokelo umhlangano bekucutshungulwa okuningi okuphathelaneke lokubizwa ngokuthiwa yi-industrialization umhlangano we-SADC.
Inhlanganiso le esiyibona e-SADC esikhulunywa ngayo eqala kusasa nje iyabe into eqakathekileyo nje nxa vele umnotho welizwe uhambelana lokucabanga kwamanye ama-members. Esikubona kathesi nami ukuthi thina vele umnotho wethu bawumanga wuhle nxa sikwehlula ipolisi e-democracy kumbe e-governance yona iyiyo eyenza ukuthi industrialization policy ihambeke. Angiboni ukuthi umhlangano lo esilawo kathesi we-SADC uzancika ungathiwa vele thina umumo umnotho wethu kawumanga kuhle. Iqiniso yokuthi yona i-industrialization policy iqondane leyinye imithetho ehambelana le lokuba yimember ye-SADC, i-infrastructure okwamagedi njengokuthi okuyimigwaqo nxa khonokho kungalungisiswanga okuthoyo nxa kungena magedi imigwaqo yethu ibhilisekile, imithetho yakhona indoda ebhilisekile, angiboni kunganceda lutho ngoba vele imithetho yethu yona thina singabantu bekhaya leZimbabwe ayinanga kuhle emnethu kutho ukuthi asoze siphumelele ukuthi singenelane neminye imithetho engalihlakaniphile ebhotswana kumbe emaorisha kumbe e-South Africa. Kufanele thina sihlale sizilungisise thina imithetho yethu ihambelana lemigwaqo lemagedi yethu. Khona iqiniso lakithi ukuthi ukuba ngu-chairman we-SADC asiyonto ethusayo nelizopha nje elihambelana lokuthi engcenye umhlangano lapha, kodwa ngaye thina vele njengathi leZimbabwe singabantu abazipheteyo esilombuso omuhle esilemithetho emihle ehambelana lo mnotho, ngaye ukuba ngu-SADC chairman kungahuga abanye abasebenzisi abanye izimali abavela eSouth Africa abavela eMauritius kumbe abavela ngaphandle kwelizwe emazweni akhatshana ngoba baye bethokozela khonokho ukuthi nasesizimisele ukuthi sizinjike kodwa njengoba ngingathi ukuthi thina imithetho yethu yombuso ukhetho lwethu into zamajeki konke akumanga kuhle kuthi ukuthi vele kuba ngusiyapethe nesade kungizaminakao akufunde kutho lutho ngabantu anje abadlalayo lizopha nje lizakwedlula.
Leyo ke ingcwethi yecubungula ezomnotho umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya okhuluma ezimele. Kusenjalo umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo ohlaziya ezombusazwe uthi kufanele le Zimbabwe linanze amalungelo abantu ukuze inhlelo lezi lenjongo yemhlangano le izwekazi lonke le-Afrika iphumelele.
Lo mhlangano sizakhumbula ukuthi kasomhlangano weZimbabwe, umhlangano weSadak, kasomhlangano weZanu, umhlangano weSadak. Siyasibone kuUnited Nations, kheze America, loyana umhlangano uyabe ungasowe America, uyabe ungumhlangano wamazwe omhlaba. I-African Union lapho yabihlangene khona, abantu bavumelekile ukuthi bengaya beyotshengisela izikhalo zabo, beyokhononda ngabakhononda ngakho, ngaphandle kokuthi baboshwe, ngaphandle kokuthi bathuseke. Ngeyinye into le izana okufanele itshelwe ezindlebeni ibe yazi ukuthi lo mhlangano somhlangano wabo. Ngakho akufanele ukuthi itshengise ingalo elukhuni ngoba ingasiyo umhlangano weZimbabwe lona.
Zona iziphathamandla zeSADC zilolwazi ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe kumbe akubonakali emuntwini ophansi.
Amazwe eSADC akwazi kahle konke kodwa sizakhumbula ukuthi kuyinkohlakalo esihlala siyibona kuzwekazi laseZimbabwe. Bakhona abahlomulayo, bakhona abazuzayo kubomangameli beSADC. Kuningi abakuzuzayo, bayagwazelwa ukuthi bathule, bayagwazelwa ukuthi babheke eceleni, bayagwazelwa ukuthi isimo ukuhlupheka kwabantu beZimbabwe bekutshaya indiva. Abanye futhi bayazi okubenza bathule ukuthi bayazi ukuthi bazuza kangakanani ngamakhono kumsebenzi ehlukahlukeneyo abantu beZimbabwe abeza nayo emazweni abo. Kodwa iSADC lena iyibutshwala obuyisidudu. Akukho lapho esingathi thina singabahlali singabacitizen eSADC lapho esizuza khona. Kuzuza nje zona izikhulu lezi ngoba zizonke zihleli phezu kwenkohlakalo. Yileyo nto futhi eyenza ukuthi sibone amazwekazi eSADC engayiphambili emindawonye kwizinto zemphucuko nentuthuko ngoba izini nayo iSouth Africa le eyisikhondla khondla kunokuhlupheka okuningi okukuleli lizwe. Singakhohlwa futhi ukuthi bekunomhlangano owabizwa eFolos ubizwa noma wabizwa yizani kodwa kwaba yinhlanganyela yamazwe la abuswa ngamaqembu athi alwela inkululeko namazwe amabili okuyiBotswana neTanzania okwakuthiwa yi-frontline states. Konke lokhuyana kwakuyinhlangano eyayiphezu kwenkohlakalo enkulu okumangalisayo. Enye yezinto abavumelana ngayo yikuthi amaqembu aphikisayo ngamaqembu asetshenziswa ngamazwe entshonalanga ayiwona ayekolonize amazwe la aweSadak. Bavumelana ukuthi ngeke lokho bakuvumele kwenzeke. Ababusi banamhlanje ngabantu abakhule iZimbabwe isabuswa ngabelungu, ngabantu abakhule iZimbabwe beyibona ithatha inkululeko, bayakwazi ukuthi bekuyilizwe linjani. Kodwa namhlanje bayabona futhi ukuthi ilizwe seliwe kangakanani nesikhalo sabantu beZimbabwe bahlala besizwa imihla namalanga. Isiza ke siboneke njengobani bezohlangana behlangana kulelo gebhezi ukuthi bazothini. Yebo kambe kufakwe imali eningi kulungiswa idolobha laseHarare, kulungiswa imigwaqo ukuthi nje laba bantu basemzini bethi befika babone isithombe esihlukile. Kodwa ke nangaphandle kwalokho bayakwazi izano ekugubuzelayo ukuthi kubole kangakanani ngaphakathi.
Lo ngumnumzana Zenzo Nkomo ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe. Kusenjalo umnumzana Munashe Mthuta umabhalane webandla lezanu PF obona ngogatsha lweinformation and communication and technology njalo elilunga lebandla le lenkundla i-central committee yalelo bandla uthi bakhangelele okuningi njengabasakhulayo emhlanganweni we-SADC okuzathuthukisa ilizwe.
IZimbabwe iyahosta i-SADC ngendlela ephakemeyo. Sinesifiso kakhulu esokuthi i-SADC iphumelele ngendlela ezaphumelela ngayo. Okuzaba lithuba sihlanganele labanye abantu abancane abavela kwezinye indawo. Sibona amathuba esingahlanganisana khona okwenza imali lokuphumelela. U-President yakhuluma nsuku zonke ukuthi izwe lakhiwa ngabanikazi balo. And isifiso sethu ngesokuthi imandla le ifilosofi leyo u-President ayispread across the whole of SADC. Size abantu bakube eBotswana labo beyakhe ilizwe labo bengabanikazi abe-South Africa, abe-Zambia, abe-Tanzania. Yisho isifiso sethu. Siyibonile njalo siyayibona imisebenzi eyenzakalayo ekulungiselela indawo yethu, i-venue lapho kuzakwenzeka khona i-summit. Imigwaqo silungisiwe, communication networks ziyalungiswa, i-government isithethe over indaba ze-sanitary, indaba ze-environment and indaba eze-health affairs eze-city of Harare. Imigwaqo elungiswayo lezinto ezenzakalayo, ama-networks, indaba infrastructure lalani okulungiswayo endaweni ezijiyejiyeneyo, lingacabangela ukuthi kulungiswe ngenxa yokuthi kule SADC kuphela. Izinto athi ivele zilungiswa through i-National Development Revolution eyalethwa u-President uMnangagwa. So, izinto zonke ezenzakalayo asoze zinyamalale after SADC ziyasala zikhona, ilizwe lethu lisiba lihle.
Lo mnumzana Monashe Mthuta umabhalane webandla leZANU-PF obona ngogatsha lwe-ICT njalo elilunga ledale le-Central Committee yalelo bandla esixoxelaye ekwaBulawayo. Iyaqhubeka inkuthazo yokuthi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ancitise kukhetho lanxa ihlandla lakhe lesibili lokubusa seledlule. Umnyaka ka-2028 ungadlula, lokhu kuvelela kwamanye amalunga ebandla lakhe leZANU-PF eMutare lapho obekulomhlangano waleso sigaba webandla leZANU-PF. Baqhube inkuthazo efanayo kwathi labasakhulayo abesigabeni seBulawayo batsho njalo, lanxa yena uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi hayi okwakhe sokuphelile kasoze aqhubeke ngalokho. Wezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Amalungiselelo okubhukutsha emidlalweni esaqhubeka eFrance e-Olympics esuliwe lamhla ngoba kuthiwa amanzi omfula uSeine kulelo lizwe awahlambulukanga. Kodwa iziphathamandla zithi zilethemba lokuthi kuzabe sokulungile konke ngelanga lomdlalo lo ngolwesibili langolwesithathu, kubika abentatheli izindaba abe-AP. Iqembu labafundi eBangladesh lamhla lithe lizaqhubeka ngokutshengisela osokubangele ukuthi amapholisa angenele njalo kube lobudlwangudlwangu lokungahlaliseki kulelo lizwe kuze kukhululwe abanye babo ababotshiweyo. Abezindaba be-AFP bathi kubhubhe abantu abedlula amakhulu amabili 205 kulolu dlakela ngeviki edluleyo, kusolwa inhloko kahulumende weBangladesh uMnumzana Sheikh Hasina osebuse okweminyaka elitshumi lanhlanu. Ngeviki edluleyo kusenzakala lokho. Okwamanje sengilitshiya ezandleni zikaTabo Kancube.
Siyalamukela kusigaba sabatsha. Igama lami nguTabo Kancube. Namuhla sixoxa lomnumzana Prosper Ntini ozibiza ngokuthi nguBlack Chibos, omunye wabakhokeli benhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Youth Alliance.
I-challenge esiyitholayo kumanje kuyiyouthi, iyouthi yanamhlanje ma iqeda isikolo uyithola isisidla idakamizwa endaweni yokuthi bathole imisebenzi sokumele bagcwale amazwe lapha abangela ama-qualifications khona. Uzothola ukuthi e-form 6 university graduation ifika emazweni iyovoxa udaka khona. Abanye bebesebenza ezingadini bebutha nobulongo bezinja, yet ngumuntu onama qualifications, a doctor, a teacher, a nurse, bangu house girl. konke lokhu kwenziwa yini? Kwenziwa ukuncindezelwa okwenziwa nguhulumende osiphetheyo. Yinto eyenza ukuthi iyouth yethu igcwale emazweni.
Manje kungenziwa njani ngentsha leyi ukuze yenelise layo ukuzithuthukisa, hatshi ukwenza imisebenzi ephansi le, kwenziwe njani?
Uhulumende ngabe uyawavula amathuba omsebenzi indlela efanele, uzibone usebenza ekhaya, usebenza kini. Hayi, bekungeke kube nzima ngaleyo ndlela, ngoba usungabalekela kumakhelwane, kumakhelwane uthi kuyachisa, akuhlaleki kumakhelwane. Umakhelwane nisebenzela abantwana bakhe, thina sizogcwala kumakhelwane, kuba ngabe sigcwala ekhaya sisebenzele ekhaya. Manje ekhaya akukho umsebenzi, so kuzobe cina sokubangela into eziningi, cina sokusiba nobugebengu, sokusiba nento eziningi ehlukeneyo ngendaba yokuthi awukho umsebenzi. Intsha ikwazi ukusebenza ekhaya, awukho umsebenzi, ngakuthi amathuba omsebenzi akhona, bekungaba lula kukhale kule nto ebambekayo.
Kodwa kungaba ngumlando kahulumende konke na ukudubeka yikho osekungabangela abantu ukuthi bathathe izidakamizwa, lokunye nje okubi okwenzakalayo, kungumlando kabani konke lokho?
Kumanje intsheningi ayinayo amaphepha, ayinazo izithupha, ayinazo abanama passport. Yebona, thathini into aseyifuna ukuthi umuntu azibone ephumile elizweni, ayosebenza kwenye indawo lapho azobe esebenza ecatshile enovalo, engakhululekanga. Yayibona lento, ngoba ngesimo sisemuva ukuthi hayi emuva akuphileki le, zindlala zodwa.
Yiwaphi amazwi ongawapha abatsha abathi hayi sesiphelelwe, sidinga amacebo okuthi siziphilise, sidinga indlela zokuthi singazithuthukisa njani? Yiwaphi amacebo ongabaphathisa ngawo?
Sokufuna iyouth ibambane, bonisane, hlale phansi, benze something ama-small businesses ukuze bakwazi ukuthuthuka, noma bengenza ama-projects. Kodwa inkinga ama-projects laba bafuna ukuxhaswa, ngoba abanye thutha bawazi, bafuna ukufundiswa ke ukuthi uma wenza le project uyenza kanjani ukuze bethole inzuzo yokwazi ukubeka ukudla etafuleni. Ngoba uma sisebenza usebenzela kwelinye ilizwe, uyenza i-production kwelinye ilizwe, umsebenzi ozobuwenza ngapha oyenziwa yintsha, ngabe lo msebenzi uwenza eZimbabwe uthola inzuzo, ngabe kungcono? Manje uzowenza lo msebenzi uyenza ungaphandle kwelizwe, uyabona ukuthi end of the day lelo lizwe yilo elukhe likhuphuka siyaphambili, liyathuthuka, ngapha kithi akukho okwenzakalayo.
Intsha ungayitshiyela aphi amazwi?
Intsha engayicela ukuthi ibambane fani namajuba, sikhulume ngelizwi linye ukuthi hayi sesikhathele ukuyafela kwamanye amazwe. Ngeviki ngeviki ziyaphuma izidumbu zijampa amabhoda kuzongcwatshwa abantu befela kwamanye amazwe. Kodwa intsha ikhona yakubuka konke ukuthi umuntu usuka lethi yozama ubefile, yayibona leyo nto. So sithini? Bayafisa ukuthi ngabe basebenzele emakhaya, umuntu asebenzele kuthiswana la ahlala khona, ngenda ukuthi amathuba omsebenzi awekho, awukho umsebenzi. Senze njani manje ukuthi kube nomsebenzi? Kumele sibambane, sikhulume ngelizwi linye.
Kusigaba sabatsha namuhla besixoxa lomnumzana Prosper Ntini, ozibiza ngokuthi Black Tivos, ongomunye wabakhokeli benhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Youth Alliance. Asihlanganeni ngesikhathi esifanayo ngeviki ezayo. Olivalelisayo ngutabo kancube.
Siyabonga Taboka, sesilitshiya ezandleni zikaGibbs Dube okwesikhatshana.
Sigcina amasiko
kwezamasiko namhla lamu Ezra Jesus Banda, nimele umthembu ozithembayo uGibbs Dube. Namhla sixoxa lobaba uDan Moyo, isegamizi yeKhesi eMathewelen South, ngempilo yakhe.
Ulemuli la Moyo?
Yeah.
Nkosikazi.
Yeah, lo nkosikazi la.
Eh, abangabantwana.
Abantwana ngithi lufu. Abazalwa umama wami. Umama engana umthetho wokuqala. Hayi le 9 abuya lo ngole 3.
Onkalonga.
Swabhupha.
Wathatha sibhubhilumba wasomjili.
Hayi ngothathe wathatha imbere ngaze ngamthatha ngithatha lo ngase mbujeni ulwana ngahlala 2 years. Abantwana babengithingela bethi baba ungahlala wedwa ndingomunye umama uhlale laye.
Kule mnye mngaki?
Ule 50.
Oh, wena le ngaki?
Mina ndi 82. Lokho engiqinile ngiyini.
Uqiniswa kuyini kanga iqolo lakho lokuqinile ukusenza?
Mina bengiyindinga. Hathi yawe dinga.
Udlani?
Ngidle okunye ukuyihlehla kwezana khona kodwa lami ngakujikile ngubaba.
Ukunatha njani?
Ngakulalisa emanzini. Kumbe lokho engigotshele.
Ubeka njani emanzini? Ubeka njani?
Ngiyakugiga sengikufana kuyimpuphu. Emanzini embodleleni engaka.
So madoda wonke kumele akwenzi lokho?
Ye. Kumele akwenzi.
So ungasali ungakwenzanga?
Uze siqolo sihlala sibuhlungu.
Uvele wenza ngemva kwensuku ezingaki?
Hayi, ngahlala nje 2 weeks.
Ungangenanga noma emcansini?
Ye. Ziyaphakamisa.
Oho. Ye kakhulu.
Umfazi layo wenza engalokhozi kakhulu. Ngandaba le ntolwane yabo.
Ungaphala konke okuncane okho ngokuzwa.
Hayi, lokhu kuphelile lokhu.
Ungathatha abafazi baba lezi. Uyazikhuza.
Vele mina ukuthi ngiyazikhuza. Ngoba ngithanda abafazi abancane labo.
Amadoda abebengapha beseSouth Africa.
Ye.
Oh mama laba lesizungu bebodwa la.
Bebodwa la.
Bona bathi bebuya ngeDisemba uyazithulela ngana wazi lokhu. Kanti umama vele umphede la.
Ngiyakathi ngigcinele. Abantu abafana begoli.
Eh.
Bahamba babhulule.
Hey.
Abona ukudlala imhlobo enye engayilunganga.
Eh.
Ukuthi indoda yakhamba egoli umnyaka wonke.
Yeah.
Umfazi ngayimela indaba enjalo.
Hayi.
Umfazi ngayimela indaba enjalo.
Ngamanga lo nto uyama umnyaka wonke.
Ukuthi iyahla umnyaka wonke.
Eh.
Ngamanga lawo.
Eh. Ngoba la phela ulemizwe.
Anti la ulemizwe yakhe.
Oh.
Kanti mina ngistrong wento zami.
Kodwa manje uzacina nini? Ubona ngani lapha uyacina ukufa kuphela ngokuyekela into
le. Hayi, mina vele ngiyekela. Ubaba wazi bafenda.
Ubukhali.
Ubaba wevele ubukhali anti ayinyanga. Babuya kimi.
Ubaqinise.
Wathi kathi mina into kamdereka kuthile ngathi hayi kanjeyanga. Kodwa ngiyime ngangikhiphe idlehla zenkulu.
So uyazazi. Manje abantwana baza kudinga phela zengikhulume la kuredio la. Baza kufuna ukube laphi?
Ya, babuye kuphela.
Ula inamba efoni?
Ah, mina phone.
Awula phone. Hayi, ngabalayela uthi. Namhla kwezamasiko lokuphila kwabantu zulu zonke, bengixoxala baba Oden Moyo. Usandikile mhlanga, uyalandela wona uhlelo. Ngiyabonga.
Hiwulomzila.
Salulandela.
Salulandela.
Hiwulomzila.
Kwezokholo sixoxa lomfundisi siyaphambili Moyo oyenkonzo yesiKristu eLiving Christ Pentecostal Ministries International.
Ngibingelele abalandeli labalaleli be-Studio 7 namhlanje ntambama. Olibingelelayo lokhuluma lani ngumfundisi usiyaphambili Moyo. Ngikhuluma ngisewange eZimbabwe. Ngifuna ukuthi ke namhlanje sikhangela ezesiKristu ke siyabelane izwi likaNkulunkulu esilithwatha encwadini kaJohane yakuqala isahluko ngesesine. Sizabala from verse number 19 sisiyafika kuverse number 21. Ibaleka kanje: thina siyathanda ngoba yena wasithanda kuqala. Uba umuntu esitsho ukuthi ngiyamthanda uNkulunkulu kodwa ezonda umzalwane wakhe ungumqambi wamanga, ngoba ongamthandiyo umzalwane wakhe ambonileyo angeke amthande uNkulunkulu angazanga ambone. Verse number 21. Silawo lumlayo ovela kuNkulunkulu wokuthi othanda uNkulunkulu kamthande lo mzalwane wakhe. Ngiyabonga ke bathandekayo bakaNkulunkulu, namhlanje sixoxisana ngezesiKristu. Mfundi ke sikhangele indaba emqoka kumbe indaba eyinsika nxa sikhangela indaba zokuba ngumzalwane eyindaba yothanda. Now iBhayibheli likaNkulunkulu libeka sobala ukuthi thina siyathanda ngoba yena wasithanda kuqala. Lokhu ke kusifundisa ukuthi uNkulunkulu usinikile umzekeliso kumbe wasitshengisa indlela esimele ukuthi sithande ngayo njengabazalwane.
wathanda waze wanikela ngendodana yakhe uJesu Kristu yafi ngelacala ifela izono zethu kwehluleka kwethu lobuthakathaka kwethu konke lokhu kuyisithengiselo sothando. Nayi iBhayibheli bese liqhubekela phambili lithi uba umuntu esithi uyamthanda uNkulunkulu kodwa ezonda umzalwane wakhe ambonayo every day ungumqambo wamanga, ngoba ngeke uthande uNkulunkulu ongakaze umbone ngakwamehlo usehle kuthanda umzalwane ombona ngamehlo. Kusifundisani ke lokhu bazalwane ukuthi isiKristu sethu sibonakala ngendlela esiphila ngayo nabazalwane kumbe nabantu esihlalisane labo. Yikho lapho uNkulunkulu abona khona uthando lothu olupheleleyo. Okungimangalisayo ukuthi kulezi nsuku sinabazalwane abaningi abahamba emachurchi, ababala amaBhayibhile, abakhulekayo kodwa bengahlalisananga kuhle labo makhelwane, bengahlalisananga kuhle labafowabo, bengahlalisananga kuhle lezihlobo zabo, bengahlalisananga kuhle labantu abasebenza ndawonye labo, bengahlalisananga kuhle futhi labantu abakhelane labo. Now uthando silubona ngendlela wena ophila ngayo. Ngeke umthande uNkulunkulu ungaqalanga wathanda umakhelwane wakho. Funa ukulikhuthaza ke bazalwane abathandekayo ukuba nasiwunikiwe umlando lapho yilizwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi ufanele ukuthi umthande umzalwane wakho ukuze uthando lwakho lokuthanda uNkulunkulu lupheleliswe. Ungeke uthwale iBhayibheli yenkonzweni, ngeke uthwale iBhayibheli usiyakhuleka kodwa ungakhulumisani lomakhelwane, kodwa ungakhulumisani lomfowenu uzibize ukuthi ungumKristu. Uthando olunjalo kaluphelelanga. Funa ukuthi sikhuthazane sonke namhlanje, akukhangela indlela ohlalisane ngayo lomfowenu, akukhangela indlela ohlalisane ngayo lomkakho, akukhangela indlela ohlalisane ngayo labantwana bakho, akukhangela indlela okhulumisana ngayo lomzalwane wakho ube sizihlola ukuba nimpe la ungawulalo yini uthando okukhulunywa ngalo eBhayibhelini zikaNkulunkulu. Ngeke simthande uba sizonda laba esihlezi labo. Kubazalwane bami abathandekayo, nilitshiyela inqobe nanamhlanje ntambama ngisitha ke sizihloleni asikhuleke nini. Baba wethu engcwele, isonkosi yethu Jesu, ngiyabonga uNkulunkulu onamandla wonke, indaba yothando ihlanyela phakathi kwethu. Ngikhuthaza abathandekayo, ngikhuthaza abazalwane ukuba indaba yothando ihlale igcile phakathi kwethu bonakale. Uzuthathe lonke udume uNkulunkulu amangcwele uqhubeke usifundisa ukuthanda, ukuthanda ngeqiniso ukuze isiKristu sethu siphelele. Sibongile baba ngegama lenkosi uJesu ngiyakhuleka, amen.
Siyabonga mfundisi. Siyaphambili moyo, asizweni uEzra Chisa Sibanda esethulela ezemidlalo.
Nansi impumelelo yemidlalo yeKhasi Cup edlalwe izolo lanamuhla. Arsenal Movers 2 Cape United 1, Yata 2 Bulawayo Chiefs 1, Dynamo 0 Bikita Minerals 0, Wange 0 Simba Bora 1, Highlanders 0 Tel 1 0, Greenfield 0 Checkered Pirates 0, Manika Diamonds 0 Ngezi Platinum 0, ZBC Kariba 2 Chicken Inn 0, FC Platinum 3 Herentals 1. Kusenjalo umdlalo owaba lodumo edlala iqembu lezimbabwe senzi yale iqizi lelesizwe lama-Warriors nguye esixoxelayo kule viki, yena ozalwa koBulawayo.
Ngazalelwa eNjube, ngikhulela eNjube, ngafunda eprimary eMthethe. Ngidlalele i-team kababami Njube United. Babami wayengumnikazi, engu-coach, and the whole family sasidlala ibhola sonke, all my brothers. Ngasuka lapho ngayafunda eSobukazi, where I played first team with ama-players anjengabo Obey Soba, Tumsan Gulube, Tamsan Ndlovu, ne wayedlalela iLenders, Otavain Rose, ndabani nje.
Uqale nini ukudlala uqembu lesikwata
notsha? 1986 ngihamba ngakuba kulona because I was still young there. Kwakunzima ukungena first team. Yayibophile first team yesensi kunabo Jimmy Phiri, kumidfield nabo Jimmy Phiri, oCedric Green, oChemi Munitarira. Ngafika ngadlala first team kwiGreens throughout the year ngangiqalisa, and imagine ngangiqalisa in front of Oshukam Kuyo, babe khona labo Max Chuma, babe sithi ama substitute mina ngidlalisa.
UNoman wanqoba leqembu lakhe lesibabe senze lalikhathaza kakhulu ngesikhathi eqala ukudlalela leli qembu.
Eyawina i-league, that was in 1988. Then in 1989, I was still playing for Saints. Sadala Champions League. We played with the likes of Desportivo from Mozambique. Saidla Sadala Team Uganda. KCC, Kampala City Council, I think. Saidla.
Sibonge ke uNorman Kumba obexoxa lentathela izindaba ethu Ezra Chisa Sfanda. Olivalelisayo yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington.